Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You may have heard him join the Lisa Dent Show in the past. Steve Brine is a member of parliament in the UK, and I always have to mention, Steve, that you were actually an intern at WGN Radio, and you worked with, and I guess maybe under, Steve Bertrand.
Well, definitely for. He definitely worked for me.
For? You worked for him? We are scratching
our mean cup of tea for him.
We're all scratching our heads. Steve, of course, is more in tune with everything that happens in your neck of the woods, so to speak. The rest of us are like, how does a prime minister serve for 44 days and then get booted out of the job and then go on to collect $129,000 a year, I'm assuming, for the rest of her life? Please explain.
So I can't explain that last bit. How they serve for 45 days is because they screwed up, and my colleagues are ruthless. we don't have a presidential system. We don't have a fixed term, and with parliamentary democracy. And anyone who studies politics will know that you are only first Lord of the Treasury because you are first among equals and because you can command a majority in the House of Commons. And when Rishi Sunak, the new Prime Minister-to-be, meets the King tomorrow, the King will ask him a simple question. Mr. Sunak, can you command a majority in the House of Commons? And if the answer to that question is yes, then he can form a government. And that's how it works here. And the last Prime Minister was unable to do that. And so we've chosen a new one. She's the shortest prime minister in our history. He's the youngest prime minister in our history. He's also the first non-white prime minister that we've ever had, which is remarkable that we've had three female prime ministers and now the first non-white, and they're all conservatives. So, you know, we're doing our bit.
Well, there's the campaign for the party there, and that little lesson mentioned to get that. But I was thinking of that. And there are a couple of things I do want you to talk about. The fact that he is the first non-white prime minister, is that a major story in England, or are you in a different racial situation to where it's just not that big of a deal?
Do you know what? It's not that big a deal. I mentioned it to you because I think it's interesting. But the fact is that far more interesting here is that we've got a cost of living challenge. We've got an economic problem. We are on our third prime minister this year. And people are much more interested in that. But, you know, it kind of does matter that social mobility is possible here, not through who you are or where you come from, but how hard you work. And Rishi is somebody who I've known for years. He actually went to school in Winchester, which is the bit of the UK that I represent. And we're incredibly proud of him. He just happens to be one of the nicest people I know in politics, along with Jeremy Hunt, who's currently the finance minister here. And you know what? I'm a big fan of nice people getting the big jobs.
Because I think it
makes a hell of a difference.
I know you are with Jeremy Hunt closely. Do you expect to be part of the government?
I never expect anything. I'm sure would like to be, but then so would lots of other people. And there are only so many jobs to go around. So, you know, we all have to be realistic about that. The fact is that if you have a government of all the talents, which, of course, is what Mr. Sunak will do, another big mistake of was Liz Truss was just appointing her friends and people who had supported her. He isn't going to do that. He will appoint people from across the party, which is how you survive when you are leading a party with a majority in the House of Commons. You have to do that.
Lisa was moving toward the question that is hard for us to understand. What did she do so badly in such a short period of time that prompted her own party to turn against her?
Right, because you knew her policies.
Okay. Right. So, I mean, you guys chose her. Number one,
she didn't receive as many MPs in the ballot as Rishi Sunak did. So it then went to she was number two. She then went to the members, the two of them in a runoff, and the members chose her over him. So she came second, and then she won. So she was immediately starting from a backward position. She then compounded that problem by appointing a cabinet only of people who had supported her. So she very famously said to one minister, "You're one of the best people we've got. You're one of the best communicators that we've got. But you didn't support me. There's no room at the inn." Mistake number two. All of that could have possibly been forgiven if she hadn't then produced a mini budget, as it was called here, which went far, far further than was needed around cost of living help and help with energy bills. You know, reduced the top rate of tax. It made massive unfunded tax cuts, which spooked the markets. And the pound fell against the dollar big time. And consequently, the banks started making noises around putting up interest rates. And it's really spooked the markets. And you can't do that. It was irresponsible fiscal management. And our poll ratings fell through the floor. And consequently, she goes.
Liz Truss is out of a job as Prime Minister, and Steve Bryan is on the phone with us. He is a member of Parliament. Can we just talk about that cheeky British humor for a moment and the fact that there was a head of lettuce with a blonde wig that was expected to last longer than your Prime Minister, and it did?
Yeah, it won. Yeah, the lettuce. Yeah, can you outlive a lettuce? And it did. Yeah, I know. I know. The classic for the British media at its best, hey? She did lose to the lettuce. This is true.
So if you haven't seen the pictures, the Daily Star, which is a British tabloid newspaper, had a head of lettuce with a blonde wig on it. And they claimed that this head of lettuce would last longer than the reign of the Prime Minister, Liz Truss. And it is indeed true. So you were proudly talking about the Conservative Party, but if you've had three prime ministers in a year, it seems like there would be problems within your party.
Well, yes, in the sense that there is has been a big debate this year about the direction of conservatism in government. That is kind of healthy, I guess. That's what political parties do. Ideally, they do it in opposition. And there's quite a debate this year about, you know, tax cut versus economic growth, and who's pursuing Margaret Thatcher's path, if you like. Margaret Thatcher, of course, pursued economic growth and then cut taxes. Liz Truss's theory was that you cut taxes to pursue economic growth, and I think your president had something to say about that. Many of us did not think that would work, and the person who most of all said it won't was Rishi Sunak, and that is why now this project has fallen apart, that the party has turned to him. But yeah, you know, there is a lively debate here. The fact is, guys, we've had pretty stagnant economic growth here since the financial crash.
Yes, we've been following. And Steve, I hate to point this out,
we haven't had great growth.
But as an intern at WGN, you know that Steve Bertrand's news is coming up in like a minute and a half. So we would love to carry on this conversation. One last question. Does the king give his blessing? Does he anoint? Does he say yes? He cannot dismiss this appointment, can he?
In theory, yes. In practice, no. He simply, as I said, asked the question, can you form a majority in the House of Commons? The answer there will come yes. They will then kiss hands, I think metaphorically these days, and he will invite him to form a government, which he will do.
We look forward to the day when you can join the Lisa Dent Show as the Prime Minister.
Oh, Steve. I wouldn't wish that on my friend.
No, I wouldn't wish it on myself.
Steve Bertrand's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.